It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The American Foundation for Vision Awareness estimates that up to 25% of school-aged children have vision problems that impair their academic performance. It's one of the reasons local company Chromos Eyewear is partnering with the Pittsburgh Public Schools to provide students with proper eye care. Joining us in studio for an in-depth look at the Chromos Cares program are Chromos Eyewear founder Daniel Childs and Dara Ware Allen, an assistant superintendent with the Pittsburgh Public Schools. Welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Explain how this works and how it started. Daniel, let's start with you.
So the program started actually last May. We officially launched after a few months of meetings and preparing. The program involves my company going in with eye doctors and opticians on staff, and we go in and set up kind of a pseudo-exam room inside the nurse's office at a public school. And then actually the nurses at the public schools prepare a list of kids that are eligible for the program and either failed or were borderline with their eye exam test in school, just their screenings. And then we perform a full eye exam one Monday, and then the following week we come back and bring completed glasses for the kids who need them.
And you have this mobile unit that you take around?
Not yet. That's
coming?
That's a plan for the future.
Okay.
Is to have a mobile unit where we can do everything right outside in a big RV or a bus. But right now we actually go in a day or two prior to the exams and set up the exam room and then take it all out when we leave.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah, it's a decent amount of work, but you know, it's a rewarding and we're happy to do it.
I think one question that's begging to be asked here is why aren't kids getting the eye exams that they need? Dara, you might be able to shed some light on that.
So our students actually are getting exams. We are fortunate that our nurses are able to do screenings with them. But what the partnership with Chromos Care has done is allow us to then be able to act on that information that we have for students who may not be able to get the corrective lenses, glasses that they need, you know, based on their exam. So when we were targeting schools, we looked at schools and the number of students who actually failed an exam or, as Daniel was saying, you know, were borderline because they do bring in, you know, actual opticians, you know, that come in and work with the students, you know, with a, you know, a higher level, you know, of care for them and then being able to fit them personally with glasses that they get to pick out.
So the kids were being made aware, or their families were being made aware, that there was a deficiency, a problem, and they were just continuing to forge along in school without the glasses?
They weren't always able to get glasses. And there are, you know, there's another organization that had worked with us, but not at the scale that Chromos Care is able to provide glasses, you know, for our students. And coming from, you know, Chromos Care, a division of IT, I think it really shows such value to the students that a local company, you know, wants to invest, you know, with eyewear that usually is, you know, typically exclusive and maybe inaccessible for some of our families, that they get this personalized, you know, touch, as you know, in addition to having, you know, the eyewear that's going to help them do well in school and outside of school.
Is there something different today than we saw years ago? I mean, if you wore glasses, you know, you got glasses in most cases. So does this speak to an income situation that exists for, or a challenge that exists financially for families of Pittsburgh public school students? And is there also another issue about how we tend to differentiate? If somebody doesn't have the cool latest pair of glasses, that they could be seen as, you know, someone, a target of maybe being picked on because, oh, look at you, you don't have the cool glasses. Is what Daniel's doing sort of a great equalizer here?
Well, I can't speak to that because more of our building level administrators, our principals, would be able to to talk about that. But from a central office level where Student Support Services, our office, we actually do field complaints and oversight for bullying and harassment. You know, so we're not getting that many at a central office level that are related to that. But just thinking about, you know, the type of eyewear that it is, you could tell from our first event in May, the students felt really good, you know, about how they looked. You know, they were looking in, you know, the mirror, fitting their glasses. You saw students, you know, with smiles, kind of interacting, you know, commenting, you know, on the eyewear that, you know, each of them had. That is eyewear that they feel comfortable and that they think they look good in, and, you know, getting the benefit, like you say, of what glasses do for those of us, you know, who have poor vision.
Right. I mean, you're going to take the glasses off, or you're not going to want to wear them as much as you're prescribed to if you feel self-conscious or you're not cool. It's kind of like with braces. You know, fortunately with braces, once they're on, you can't take them off. But if you could, you would, right?
Yeah, probably.
So, now, Daniel, you volunteered with the Pittsburgh Public Schools Summer Dreamer program when you were attending Alderdice, and I'm curious how this inspired you to do what you're doing.
Yeah, I worked for that program. I'm not sure if it was actually while I was still at Alderdice or when I was in college, but it really inspired me because it's an awesome program where it provides, you know, a free kind of summer camp atmosphere for all these kids, but it was also really a focus on education and just working with kids like that and seeing some kids with struggles. It made me really feel for those kids who maybe weren't doing as well as some of the other kids. I was working with fourth graders, and while I was working in the math, I know some of them in their reading classes weren't at the up to kind of the levels of the fourth grade. And, you know, that's kind of just something that inspired me to work more and work with kids and do something where I could give back.
What were the struggles? I mean, what were the things that you were seeing in terms of, you know, how the difficulty for the kids was manifesting itself?
You know, just struggling to kind of see the words or anything like that. There were kind of just, it was unique situations with every kid, and there weren't really too many. There were just a couple that I had noticed where kids were maybe struggling to read a book. And I don't know that it was a vision problem back then, but, you know, working in the optical field, that was a problem where I felt we could help.
How many kids would you say that you have fitted with glasses since you started doing this?
We've done only about 30 kids so far. We're planning to expand the program this coming fall.
That's still a lot of pairs of eyes right there. So, I mean, you are, you've been able to step in and make a difference clearly. And Dara, I'm guessing you're seeing that.
Yes. I mean, so May was just, you know, the launch. And when they came to us with this idea, you know, they were really, you know, energized. And it did take us, you know, a little bit, you know, to get started. But once we all came, you know, together and were able to work out the logistics, get the first one underway, you know, we have like the blueprint, you know, for being able to launch it this upcoming year, where we're planning to do one school a month. And so you're talking about, instead of, you know, just 30 students, you know, that over the course of a year and beyond. And so at this point, they're committing, you know, up to like 3,000 pairs of glasses, you know, that we're targeting right now. And like, the K through 8 grades. So it's going to make a huge difference for our students.
And Daniel, have you been able to follow up with the students that you've helped?
Not yet. That's something we're also working on. That's something we're going to figure out this coming year as well. And something that I think will be really cool to kind of check in and see how some of these students are doing now that they're able to maybe see the board or see, you know, textbooks a little more clear.
Yeah, seeing the board, I would think, would really help. You know, and there's probably more visual, you know, it's not just writing on a blackboard anymore, but there's, you know, there's all sorts of projections and graphics that are used today in teaching situations that weren't there years ago. It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. And we are talking about a program that a local company, Chromos Eyewear, is doing in partnership with the Pittsburgh Public Schools to provide students with proper eye care. And we're talking with the founder of Chromos Eyewear, Daniel Childs, and also Dara Ware Allen. She's an assistant superintendent with the Pittsburgh Public Schools. And Daniel, from a business standpoint, this is something that your customers want if they're going to come to you for their eyewear, they want to know that they're dealing with a company that is involved in the community in the way that you are, right? This is not necessarily going above and beyond anymore. This is what's expected of you.
Yeah, it's interesting. A lot of companies nowadays really are giving back to their communities or even around the world, which I think is awesome. For us, it was really important to give back right here in our community. You know, as being a graduate of the Pittsburgh Public Schools, of course, it was natural for me to go to them for our partnership as well. And I just think, you know, business-wise, you have to do something, whether it's a big program like this where it's an essential cog in our business model, or if it's just, you know, whether you're partnering with another local charity and working with them. I think it's something that's really important nowadays to give back.
And what's the ultimate goal here? Obviously you want to build on this.
Mm-hmm. I'd say the ultimate goal is to put glasses on every kid in Pittsburgh that needs them. that comes along with our goal to get the mobile RV, which will enable us to do more exams at a quicker rate, more so than just one day a month. But that's down the road, and it's something that's in our future, and we hope to do it.
We like that goal, by the way.
And Dara, where Alan, what are you hoping to see? You know, what are the things that the Pittsburgh Public Schools is hoping to, maybe not just get from Kromos Eyewear, but from, you know, other providers of items that students need and maybe can't afford? Is this a model for reaching out to other community entities to provide other things that students need?
It is a unique partnership. And, I have to say that Pittsburgh Public Schools is very fortunate that we're in an area where it's so charitable, you know, by area businesses and nonprofits who are working with our students, a lot of times raising money to fulfill a lot of unmet needs amongst our students. And so we at our end at the central office level, we try to make a lot of connections, you know, because there's so many resources out there, like I said, charitable hearts, you know, that want to figure out tangible ways to be able to give to our students. And so it's our job to try to make it an easier process and cut through the red tape to be able to deliver those resources to our kids.
Well, we hope it keeps happening, and certainly as when it comes to eyewear, it looks like we're covered and will be in the future thanks to Kromos Eyewear. I want to thank the founder of Kromos Eyewear, Daniel Childs, for joining us here in studio. Also, Dara Ware Allen, she's an assistant superintendent with the Pittsburgh Public Schools. Dara Ware Allen, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Coming up, how the trial of the century involved a Pittsburgher. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.